Okay, everybody, we find ourselves on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Let me just get the place over here. Sorry, I'm recording on my phone. I'm reading the Gemara on my phone. Here we go. Yud Beis Amud Aleph, here we go. The Megillah says, two dots on the top. The Megillah says, the Gemara over here is darshaning the Pesukim in the beginning of the Megillah. Achashverosh makes his party, and he invites to his party Chael Paras Umadai. See where I am? Top of the page, two dots. Chael Paras Umadai, right? The nobles of Persia and Media. Hafartamim Uksiv L'malchei Madai Ufaras, and later in the Megillah, they send letters, the Malchei Madai Ufaras, these three books, the Malchei Madai Ufaras, the kings of the Medians and the Persians. So Omar, you see, you'll notice in the Psukim that Paras and Madai are inverted. Also, there's the Chael versus the Malachim, the nobles and the kings. So the Gemara wants to know, what exactly was the governmental structure looking like over there? So Amar Rava, Snuye Isnu Bahadadi, the Persians and the Medians, they made a deal. Historically, I did not do any research to see what exactly the Gemara is talking about, but they made a deal. If the king is from one of us, either a Persian or a Mede, so then minaychu ifrichi, then the governors will come from you. V'minaychu malchi minon ifrichi, and if the kings will come from you, then the governors will come from us. So they made this deal. So you had both. There was constant turnover between the kings and the governors, depending on who was appointed for one. The other would be from the other people. So Baharo. So the Megillah says when Achashverosh is showing Esosher Kivod Malchuso, right? He's showing the grandeur, his wealth and the honor of his kingdom. So Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, Malami Shelavash Big Day Kahuna. We learn that Achashverosh wore the Big Day Kahuna because Ksiv Hacha Yikar Teferes Kedula. So Achashverosh was showing off the Yikar Teferes Kedula. So Uksiv Hasam, and regarding to the with regards to the Big Day Kahuna, the Torah describes them as Lechavod Ulisifares. So you see similar words. So Achashverosh is wearing the Big Day Kahuna. Uvim lo sayamim ha'ila, and then amidst these days, so Rav Shmuel Chata, in the midst of these days of the party, Rav Shmuel Chata, Mar Melech Pikeachaya, one of them says he was a very smart king. V'chata, Mar Melech Tipeachaya, and he says, he wasn't such a smart king. Why mand, Mar Melech Pikeachaya, the one who says he was a very smart king, Shapir Ovid, he did very well. Why, Dekariv Rechika, he made a party for those who were far away, Bereisha, in the beginning of his rule. Tivinei Ma'asya, Kol Emas, Tevayim Mephayislu, because the people who live close, it's much easier for him to appease them. But if you live far, it's harder for him to do things for them. Umanda Amar, so that's why I made the party for them. Umanda Amar Tipe Shayan, the one who says he was foolish, because he should have first done outreach to the people who were closer, because if they would rebel against him, because the people who were close by, they are the ones who would stand up for him if the people from afar would rebel. So Sholo Tamida, why were the Jews of that generation worthy of punishment? So Amar Lamb of destruction. So he said to them, Imuratem, what do you guys think? You look at that. The teacher, he asks the students, what do you guys think? Yeah, good. Amrulo, they said to him, Ipnei shenenu misudasa shalosa rasha, because they were eating at Achashverosh's party. That was not appropriate. So anybody who was in Shushan, they should have been killed because they were eating at the party. But everybody else, the rest of the kingdom, they didn't all come to the party. It's interesting because the Gemara just said that he made the party of people who were far away. But okay, the Gemara assumes that the Jews who were in Shushan, they were the ones at the party, and the rest, we're not. So Amar Lo and Morata. So again, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said to the students, "Well, what do you guys think?" Amar Lahem, because they bowed down to the idol. Now that was in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. That was earlier. You remember with Daniel and Daniel is away. Daniel is on a diplomatic mission. That's why he's not there when they have to bow down to the idol. It's Chanan, Mishael, and Azariah who don't bow down to the idol. So Amar Lo, he must be part of Yesh Madavar. He said, "Well, then, what good is there that they did? Meaning, how can we look good on them if they were bowing down to idols?" So the Gemara, the Rishonim, trying to figure out exactly what that idol was. Not so simple. In any event, Amar Lahem, Heim lo asu el lefnim, Ava Kadosh Baruch Hu asa yimayin el lefnim. Really, the Jews weren't serving the idol. They were bowing down because of fear of Nebuchadnezzar. Now we could ask, well, still that should not be allowed because Avodah Zarah. The Rishonim asked this question. They answer it in different ways. Some Rishonim Tosfos believe that it wasn't an idol. It wasn't like Avodah Zarah. It was just like a bust of the king, and it wasn't really idol worship. Okay, good. V'hainu tichsiv kilonim ilibo, that God only, he does it outwardly, just like the Jews only outwardly serve the idol, but they didn't really they bow down to the idol, but they didn't really worship the idol one reason or another. Similarly, God, he scared the Jews. He brought Haman, but in the end, he didn't didn't destroy them. You get mida keneged mida. Now, b'chatzar ginas bisana melech, the king, this is at the end of the Megillah, the king's palace is described b'chatzar, the courtyard, ginas, the garden, bisana melech, the palace of the king. So there's all these different areas. So Rav Shmuel, chanam aray l'chatzar, the chatzar aray l'gino, l'gino aray l'bisan, l'bisan. One said he had to have a pass. Some people only had a pass to get into the chatzar, to the courtyard. Some people had a pass to get into the garden. Some people had a pass to get into the palace. Whatever kind of pass you had a VIP credential. Whatever kind of pass you had, that's where you ended up. Some said, no, he put everybody in the chatzar. But it wasn't enough. So he moved everybody bagino into the gino. The people were just swarming in. You know, it was like the inauguration. Maybe President Trump's inauguration was the biggest one ever. Maybe it wasn't. Depends what news you listen to. But here by Achashverosh, for sure, everybody was swimming in. They couldn't fit him. Until they got everybody into the palace. Oh, in the palace, that was big enough. Sorry. And some said, no, he put everybody in the chatzar, and then you had choices. You can choose to go into the gina, into the gardens, or you can choose to go into the palace. Chur, karpas, usecheles. This is describing the stuff that he put out at the party. So the Gemara is going to try to, what is each of these things? My chur. What is chur? Rav Amar Chori Chori. Rav says, Rashi explains some kind of like woven things. You know, it had holes in it because of the weaving, not like holes like because it was torn. That's the way they made it. It was woven in a certain way. Shmuel Amar Milas Levonet Yilem is kind of incense that they were using. Karpas, you know, like karpas, right? So look at the Gemara, says this is good. Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, Karim Shopasim. That was fancy curtains, pillows. It wasn't like what you eat at the Seder. Karpas means fancy materials. Al Galile Chesefa Amude Shesh Mitos Zahava. Again, the Gemara is explaining what was at the party. The Megillah, that's a pasuk from the Megillah. Gemara is going to explain. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer Haroi LaKesef LaKesef Haroi LaZov LaZov. So if some people got served on silver, some people got served on gold. Again, depending on who you were and what your standing and stature was in the society. Some people got silver, some people got gold. If that's true, you're going to make people jealous. They're going to see that this guy's getting silver and this guy's getting gold, and they're going to be jealous. So really, it was silver and gold together. The vessel was kesef, was silver, but the base of the feet of the vessels were made out of gold. Tosus writes that earlier the Gemara could have asked the same question. You know, people get to go in here and they don't get to go in there, depending on, you know, the courtyard and the gardens. Tosus doesn't know, but they wouldn't have seen what was going on. If you don't see what's going on, so then they don't have as much jealousy. Yeah, Tosus says visheish is again describing the pasuk says the stuff that Achashverosh had. Amar Amasi Avarim Shemus Chotos Abalein. It was very fancy stones that people used to have to exert, Rashi says, much effort and money in order to attain. Very precious gems. V'cheinu omer, and they had them in the floor. That's how Achashverosh had them. Aretz bas bahat v'sheish, right? On a floor with had bahat and sheish. Vidar v'sochares also was in the floor. So Rav Amar Dari Dari, they were in rows, right? That's how the precious gems were set up, in the floor. Ushmuel Amar Evan Tova Yesh V'krachayayam V'dara Shemad. Shmuel says, no, there's one stone. It's called a Dara. Maybe some of our gemologists will tell us what a Dara is. And Hoshiva Be'emtza Suda, and he brought it out in the middle of the Mimi Irelam Kitzarayim, and it shined up it lit up the whole room. The reflection off of this gem. Tevei Rabbi Shmuel Tana Shakara Dvor L'chol Ba'alei Schora. And Tevei Rabbi Shmuel said, no, that Achashverosh declared freedom from sales tax. We learned a few days ago that he made a big tax. That's at the end of the Megillah. But here in the beginning of the Megillah, so he declared freedom from tax. And a tax-free weekend or whatever it was. Vashkos Bechleis Ahav, the Kalim Mikalim Shonim, and they were using all sorts of different vessels to drink from. Mishunim Mivoyleit. Sort of said different. Mishunim. Shonim is like to repeat. So Amar Rava, Yotza Basko of Yomer Lehem, Rishonim Kalim Mipnei Kalim. Basko came out and it said, listen, Belshats are messed up when he used the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why he died. Vatem Shonim Ahem, and you guys are making the same mistake. Ridiculous. V'yein Malchus, so they had all the wine of the king. Rav I'm sorry, V'yein Malchus Rav. Right, that's what the pasuk says. So Amar Rav Melamit Shekol Echav Yechad Ishkiu Yayin Shegadol Imenu Bashanim, that everybody drank wine that was older than them. However old you were, I guess you have to tell them how old you were, and then they gave you wine that was older than you were. Vashsiyakadas. And there was enough wine. So my kadas, what does it mean? The wine was fitting. It was by the law. So Amar Rav Chana Mishum Rabbi Meir kadas shel Torah by the laws of the Torah. Ma dasha Torah chila meruba mishtia. You're supposed to eat more than you drink. Afsu dasu shalosa rasha chila meruba mishtia. So when Achashverosh made his party, he also gave people more food than he gave them drink. Ain on ace. There was no forced drinking. So Amar Rav Elazar Malamit shekol echad v'yechad ishkiu mi yain medina. So Rav Elazar says everybody got to drink the wine from their own state. I guess people didn't want to try the wine from other places, but they wanted to come to it with their own. That's what they got from their own province. Lasos kitzon each for each, and they did according to the will of each person. So Marava lasos kitzon Mordechai v'Haman, like the will of Mordechai and like the will of Haman. Mordechai they said ish Yehudi. Mordechai is ish Yehudi. So lasos kitzon ish. They did like the will of the ish. That's like the will of Mordechai. Haman ish tsar v'oyev. So Haman is also called an ish. They did the will of Mordechai. They did the will of Haman. Lasos kitzon ish Mordechai v'ish Haman. Gam vashtiyam akosam shtinoshim. Also. So Vashti made a party for the ladies. Beis HaMalchus in the house of the king. Beis HaNashim Ivayule. What do you mean the house of the king? Her party should have been in the house of the ladies. So Amar Rava, Shnei Levar Aveir and Iskamdu, that they both had bad intentions. They had intentions for people to sin at the party. Adam and Inchi, Iyu Bikari, V'Issisa, Bibitzoni, that he has his fruit and she has her fruit. It's all the same thing. One is bigger, one is smaller. It's all the same thing. Vayom HaShivi, let's go a little bit more. On the seventh day, Kitov Leiv HaMelech Vayoyin, when Achashvi Beirosh was satiated with wine. So Atuat Hashtar Lo Tov Libe Bechamer, when it took him 7 days to be satiated with wine when he wasn't drinking earlier. So my Rabbi Yom HaShivii Shabbos, the seventh day was Shabbos. And now the Megillah is setting up a contrast. So you saw Ochlem Mishosim Aschilim Adivrei Torah who Adivrei Tishvachos, when the Jews eat and drink at their Shabbos tables, they say Torah and they say praise of God. But when the people at Hashverosh's party started eating and drinking, they started arguing about the silliness and depravity. And that's how it was at the party. Oh, Madayus knows. These ones said the Mead ladies are more beautiful. Oh, and Parseus knows. And they said, no, the Persian ladies are more beautiful. My wife, she's not a Mead and she's not a Persian. She's a Babylonian. Right there, it's own Chemli Rosa. You guys want to see her? I'm real low in. They said, yes, but she's got to be naked. And this was Mead Kenegan Mead. Why? And I'll read the pasuk in a second. This is Vashti. She used to have people, ladies, come to her, Jews on Shabbos, ladies come to her and service her naked. It was degrading. So they did the same. So God set up that the same thing should be done to Vashti. When he gets past his wine after the party, right? So he remembers Ace Vashti. He remembers Vashti, the Ace Asher Asasa, and that which she used to do, the Ace Asher Nigzar Aleh. And that was decreed against her. He remembers what she did and what was decreed. That just like she used to do to other people, that's what was decreed against her. So Vashti refused to come, but we just said that Achashverosh and Vashti both had in mind that people should sit at the party. So why didn't Vashti come? Why would that have bothered her to come naked? So my time in Loasi, why didn't she come? She had Saras, so she wouldn't come because she had this disease on her. Maybe you've heard this before, that Gavriel came and made for her a tail, and so that's why Vashti didn't come. Okay, we will stop here.